Don't know it.
Sorry, bro.
Me neither.
Ryan looked at Christy.
How about you, lover? I only know the last bit.
Uncle Tyus tried to make me learn it in Harmonyville. I said what was the point? I'd never need it. Gaia, Rick, I'm so sorry.
That's okay, don't worry. You better move. No goodbyes. Just...
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
Rick held the pyrotab in his right hand, the shaking fingers of his left gripping the hem of the scorched flag. His lips moved silently, in unison with the old man singing.
O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Powerful and moving, the thrilling words filled the small, low-ceilinged room. Christy found herself suddenly on the brink of helpless tears. Rick lay pale and sickly among his only friends, a single tear easing from the corner of his right eye. Doc was unashamedly weeping as he sang the old song of patriotism.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Ryan rubbed at his good eye, conscious that some smoke or grit had gotten into it. He smiled down at Rick and knelt to shake his hand.
It was a good send-off, friend. Now I'll...
He gently laid Rick's hand across his chest, carefully closing his sightless eyes.
Is he?
Yeah, lover. That's it. He's gone.
How about fire?
Sounds like they're through the door at the top.
Then let's go.
He bent and took the pyrotab from the unresisting fingers.
Jack, spread the gas. I'll light this at the last moment before shutting the chamber door. There'll be a blast, then a steady fire. Better than a shit grave for Rick.
Like a Viking chieftain. I do believe he would have liked that.
Hope this jump works. If it doesn't, we're roast meat.
Zimyanyan's heart was in his throat with a fresh excitement. Who knew what amazing secrets might be hidden behind the door? There was obviously a long-lost staircase within the central chimney of the dacha, something that had clearly been there since before the long grayness, something that was cunningly concealed and therefore valuable. At last the door crashed open, and they could all see the top of some metal steps. For a surreal moment, Zimyanyan imagined that he had heard the sound of far-off singing, but it stopped, and there was only a great silence.
Come on, men!
Doc tripped the reactivate button outside the actual gateway chamber. He picked up the trembling Zorro and stuffed him inside his fur cloak, then stepped quickly into the hexagonal room. The air was heavy with the fumes of gasoline. Jack had sprinkled it everywhere he could, around the bottom of the stairs and all over the main control room, soaking the pile of old cloth and furs where the corpse of Rick Ginsburg lay. Jack heaved the empty cans into a corner and joined Doc Tanner, sitting cross-legged on the floor.
Go on, lover. They're on their way down.
Christy smiled and stepped in. JB darted to the bottom of the stairs and fired off a dozen rounds, spraying the bullets upwards. Then he moved quickly into the gateway. Ryan glanced a last time around the small complex and hoped that igniting the gas wouldn't blow any of the Matran circuits before the friends were well on their way with the jump.
Delay! Delay! Ferot! Ferot!
Other than Ryan, everyone was in the chamber, sitting on the metal discs set into the floor. The walls of thick armor glass would protect them from the fireball or Russian bullets, for just long enough.
Ready?
Ryan stood in the open door of the chamber, his finger on the flip top of the pyrotab. He pulled the door half shut. Once it was closed, the jump procedure would begin. Ryan ignited the tab, threw it outside, and slammed the door. Zimyanyan was at the bottom of the stairs, having pushed his way to the front of the frightened Sekhmen by sheer brute strength. The ricocheting bullets had slowed down the pursuit, leaving half a dozen men injured. but it hadn't slowed Grigori Zimyanyan. A small control room of some sort confronted him, filled with all manner of arcane mechanical devices that chattered to themselves while tiny colored lights danced and flickered. Zimyanyan had seen books from before Skydark in the ruins of the big library in Yakutsk with pictures of installations like this, but to see them here and working...
I was right.
At that moment, a hand reached around a door and threw something into the room, and Zimyanyan realized that he was surrounded by the thick smell of...
gasoline!
Ryan heard the explosion, and then the roaring of flames. He sat down next to Christy and faced the closed door, watching the shimmering fire through thick glass walls. The discs started to glow, and the familiar humming sound began. Ryan became aware of the beginnings of the awful feeling of his brain being sucked out, and he knew that the darkness would soon descend over them all. For a moment, he thought of Rick Ginsburg and the burning flag. Christy was holding his hand.
We made it again. We got through, lover.
Zimyanyan had dived for cover behind a bench as the huge roar of the gas combustion passed over and around him. The fireball exploded out of the room and soared up the chimney of the staircase, instantly incinerating most of his force. Apart from slightly scorched hair and clothes, the Russian Sec Chief was unhurt. Fire danced all around him, lapping at the control consoles. The door through which the American had vanished was closed, a thick glass door, with a light glowing inside it. The Russian holstered his Makarov and powered himself through the fire, holding his breath. He reached the glass door. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw what looked like a body, wreathed in flames. For a split second, Zimyanyan thought he could also see an American flag, with its stripes and its stars, burning across the corpse. Zimyanyan touched the door handle, wincing at its heat against his bare flesh. Doc and Jack had already slipped into unconsciousness. JB was relaxed, his glasses neatly folded in a pocket, his eyes closed.
Ugh. See you back in the Deathlands.
As the blackness forced its way behind her eyes and into her mind, she had the momentary illusion that the door of the gateway chamber had opened and someone had come in. But the jump was too far advanced, and she took that fantasy with her into the infinite night. Ryan was the strongest of the group, and the effects of the Matrans process overtook him last of all. His eye was still open, though the inner vision was clouding. But he saw the door swing open. A bulky figure entered, kicking the entrance closed behind him. A smell of burnt cloth and hair, a circle of silver, and a bald head, pocked skin.
You are about to die.
The rest disappeared. Hands, like clamps of high-tension steel, jammed around his throat. Breathing became difficult. Ryan wanted to struggle, but the jump had sucked away all his power to resist. The hands on Ryan's throat were remorselessly strong. And then, there was nothing.